Los Angeles. In Los Angeles, the threat from the mayor was they would disconnect water and electric from businesses that defied the lockdown orders and decided to try to make a living. In Michigan, $1,000 fines for cutting hair. And now even worse, as I was telling you minutes ago, in Williamson, Michigan, and so we know if it's happening here, it's happening elsewhere. In Williamson, Michigan, the Brookshire has been there for decades. It's a cornerstone. It's a golf course and restaurant. Takes care of class reunions and weddings and so forth. Of course, all that shut down because of the COVID-19 pandemic and the iron fist of the governor, Big Gretch, making sure that they can't function. And then the proprietor there, Dave Mahaney, selling beer to golfers. They send in an undercover agent from the Liquor Commission in the state of Michigan to bust him for selling beer to golfers. Now, under the executive order that banned beer sales to golfers, it's legal to sell hard liquor and cocktails with dinner going out the door, but you can't sell beer to golfers because it would be too much close interaction. And talking to Dave, he said, "What does Whitmer hate golf that much? Does she hate golfers that much?" It's just another egregious example of what this governor is doing. Of course, she's got scandals all around her, which is why I'm bringing in Kyle Olson today from Breitbart News. He's a Michigan native, and he's been following all of the scandals of the Whitmer administration, including those involving the governor. Kyle, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And every day it seems like there's another scandal. I mean, we of course know about the governor trying to hire a Democratic firm to do contact tracing in Michigan. And then we hear about the dam failure that everybody's heard about around the country, where the dams failed and Midland, Michigan is inundated with a 9-foot wall of water, destroying Midland, the city of 42,000 people, because the attorney general here thought that freshwater mussels were more important to protect than the people's health and well-being. So the mussels are dead, by the way, because the lake is gone, and now 42,000 people's homes and so forth destroyed. But it's just one example after another of scandals for her, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You're right. It really started with the contact tracing and trying to hire that Democratic firm. Emails came out yesterday. They were published by Bridge Magazine that showed Whitmer's inner circle, the very top echelon of the Whitmer administration, knew and approved of the contract so far as that they actually wanted to change the name from Kohlhaas Strategies, which is the Democratic operative, to a more ambiguous Great Lakes Community Engagement, because that sounded sort of less, you know, more pleasant.
Right, and easier to hide. And if I'm not mistaken, Kyle, I read one of those emails, the same exchange you're talking about, because there's a whole bunch of emails that have been gathered because of Freedom of Information requests. One of those emails, one of the people in the conversation said, "Let me get this straight. Same company, different name." They knew what they were. It was a scam. They knew what they were doing, right?
Absolutely. And what's strange to me is that they didn't actually publish the contract. They didn't get their hands on the contract, apparently, because to me, if they can get their hands on the contract, they can see who signed it. And that will really be telling to see who ultimately was behind all of this. And so you have that situation. To my knowledge, there's been no legislative hearing on that to get to the bottom of that and hold the administration accountable. You know, the whole checks and balances thing. And then you had the situation with Cherry Health, where according to a source that I talked to, there was the communications director was fired after she thought it was not a good idea to hold a Joe Biden campaign event with Governor Whitmer there. The source told me that Governor Whitmer is buddies with the CEO there. And so I think that needs to be looked into to make sure that our tax dollars, because Cherry Health is a federally funded, they get 80% of their funding from the federal government. I think that there should be a hearing to determine whether or not tax dollars are being used efficiently and appropriately. And then, of course, you have the situation with the Michigan State Police, where the director there said that it was his determination, his declaration, that the trooper force there was way too male and way too white. And so they created affirmative action quotas for their hiring to hire more women and more minorities. which is illegal according and unconstitutional according to the Michigan Constitution. So where is the hearing on that? And then, of course, you have the dam break this whole boat launch scandal.
Well, let's talk about the boat launch for just a moment because, you know, we know now that her husband, who's a dentist in Lansing, Dr. Mark Mallory, called the facility that was storing their boat, basically said, I got to have the boat by Friday. And they laughed. They said, yeah, we're weeks behind. That's not going to happen. Then he said, well, you know, would it matter if I told you I was the governor's husband? And the guy put him on hold. Several minutes passed. The owner gets on the phone and said, no, that doesn't help you. In fact, just go to the end of the line, right? And now we're hearing rumors that the governor had an open house for one of her kids. That's what was happening. A graduation open house was held at her Birch Lake cottage, her vacation home, when she's telling the whole state, don't go anywhere. Even if we open up in northern Michigan, don't go rushing up there. Her husband's trying to get the boat. She's having a graduation open house for one of her kids. That's what the rumor is. We haven't confirmed that yet, but I believe that's what, I mean, I'm hearing it from multiple sources. Kyle, you're probably hearing the same thing.
Sure. And just think about the audacity of Governor Whitmer and her family, her husband specifically, and the administration. They force these business owners out of business for weeks. There's tons of uncertainty. Just like I've talked to fishing guides who can only operate in certain months of the year, or at least that's when it's most opportune. These dock installers and boat launchers and all of the people who, you know, facilitate all of that. There's only certain times. There's the best times that they can work. And it's been these last couple months. And so Governor Whitmer, through her executive actions and her decrees, have just basically, she said, you're not going to go to work. It doesn't matter if there's two of you, you're 6 feet apart, you can wear masks or gloves or whatever the situation is, socially distanced and all of that. It doesn't matter. You're not going to work. And so the audacity of the governor's husband to call, completely ignore all of that, what this company and this family and these workers have gone through, completely ignore that and say, oh, do you think you could help us out? I'm wondering if it was actually a little more, there was some blue language used by the business owner. It wouldn't surprise me. And it wouldn't, I wouldn't blame them, because the governor's policies have put a lot of these business owners in a lot of jeopardy. And it's not just that business, but
I talked to a salon owner over the weekend. A salon's been there for 19 years. They're about 2 weeks away from saying we can't go a minute more. They don't know if they can make it if they went back into business today. The same thing with these golf course owners. You know, it's always been legal to sell beer to golfers. Of course, they're doing sting operations now to try to pinch these people. Why? Who knows? Is it illegal under the executive order? Yes, but it's always been legal. And of course, golfers, they drink beer. Kyle, I've got to leave it there. Where can people find out more about what you're doing?
You can go to BreitbartNews.com.
BreitbartNews.com, and I would keep you longer, but we've got Senator Tom Barrett of Michigan coming on. He was called a liar by the governor. He was called a guy that was circulating rumors, and then it was found out to be true, everything he talked about the boat. Kyle, thank you for being here. You are in the no panic zone, so don't go anywhere. From Michigan, the state senator who was called a liar by the governor, and then he was exonerated, of course, because he was telling the truth about all of it. We'll be right back in the no panic zone.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
An important message from Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
The coronavirus pandemic is challenging all of us, but it's especially important to support our neighbors in need. While our dedicated DT employees work tirelessly to ensure reliable energy, the DT Foundation is working with community partners across Michigan. We're providing more than 100,000 families with critical support services, including more than 1 million meals. Together, we'll power through this.
DTE. Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
We at DTE care deeply about all the communities where we live and serve. Our top priority during this crisis is the health and safety of our employees and customers. So our crews are focusing only on work that's critical to ensure reliable energy and quick response to emergencies. If you experience challenges due to medical conditions or loss of income, contact us. We want every one of our customers to have energy to stay safe and warm.
DTE.